Oh boy, what a show today. This is gonna be quite a show. God dog.
It strikes me that it's clear that the funniest part of this show every week is whatever happens right before we start recording.
I know, it's like we try to start the show off with like a pre-conversation so that you just are involved in the conversation from the very beginning. But we actually never really involve you from the very, very beginning, and that's probably one of the most entertaining parts. So you missed out.
Trust me. You're not missing nothing.
All right, fine. What's up, Kev, man? I have to say this, man.
Okay.
Kev, 1 year older in this month. Like, what's up, Kev? Happy belated birthday, brother.
We made it. We did it.
Yo, how was your birthday, man?
It was fantastic.
Really? Fantastic. That sounds like in old head energy standards, that means nobody really bothered you on that day. Is that a fact?
More or less, yeah. We made it. No, actually, yeah. Everyone who could possibly bother me bothered me.
All right. Fair enough.
But the beautiful thing about a birthday is you can say, not today. Not today. You're not doing this today.
No, we're done. We're done today. Yeah, I wish. My birthday don't work like that. It's like, no, we're doing this today. Okay? This is what's happening. All right. So the opening question is very, very simple.
Okay.
We are of the age where long ago we had to get over getting something that we wanted for our birthday. Am I correct, right, Kev? Did you get anything dope for your birthday?
Sure.
You did?
Yeah. Multiple things. Yes.
Okay.
But nothing specific. I didn't get a PlayStation or a new
did
bike.
Did you want a PlayStation, Kev?
Is there a new... Is that new PlayStation out?
I feel like there's a new PlayStation every 10 minutes. I don't know what people are doing.
I feel like there is a new PlayStation in the offing, but I don't feel as though it is something that anyone, let alone someone who doesn't care, should be getting excited about yet.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know at all. I haven't played video games in so long, I wouldn't know anything about a PlayStation.
The crazy thing is that in the garage, I resurrected an original PS1.
Oh, wow.
That the kid is playing on. Because at this point, all you can really do is work with what you have.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yep. Yep.
And a PSP 2001 Slim.
What? I still have mine, man. I still have mine. It's like in the box of old things.
But I haven't modded out. I figured out how to ROM it and all that and put a memory card in it. So I got like about 20 games on it.
Wow.
It's about as advanced as I'm pretty sure that is about as advanced as my video gaming experience will be for the rest of my life.
I remember. So it's the crazy thing. PSP story. This is so funny, man. When I first went on tour with Odyssey, right? Him and Un had PSPs and they were playing FIFA.
Okay.
Right now, I neither play video games nor watched soccer or football. Like, that wasn't my thing. But they were having so much fun that it was like, man, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
I made a little money on tour or whatever. We were staying at people's houses. We weren't staying at hotels. So we stayed with this dude and his girlfriend or whatever. I can't remember what city we were in. And she was willing to sell me her PSP for like 25 euros. And we couldn't figure out why she was like down to do that. We was like, oh, that's pretty crazy. But she's like, yeah, I don't need it anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So she had wiped the PSP and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, cool. So we in the tour, we in the van or whatever. And she didn't wipe all her pictures. So I guess it was her ex-boyfriend's PSP. It's like pictures of her and her ex-boyfriend. And all. I was like, oh, snap. She was trying to get this joint out of the house as quickly as possible.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I guess I kind of built up to something that could have been a lot worse. But it was her and her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was making sure she wasn't trying to slide you or anything.
Yeah, no. It was just crazy because we realized immediately, like, no, there's a very real reason why she was, like, so willing to get this joint off. Like, 25-year-olds, just get this out of this house before people start scrolling through it. So yeah, that same PSP is sitting in the garage chilling.
There you That's go. Funny.
So yeah, man, we got it is very Asian of you to mod the PSP, by the way, to to the highest modification, by the way, just so you know.
I'm going to take issue with that for the simple fact that I don't think I've ever done anything to the highest extent that it can possibly be done. So my assumption is that I did some mid-level, it's a very mid-mod situation going on my PSP. More than enough.
It's more than, it was carefree Asian. How about that?
I guarantee you that I took longer to do all that work than I will ever touch that thing and play it. Guarantee.
It's probably a fact. We're going to catch y'all on the other side, man. We got a fun-packed show. We got a fun-filled show, fun-packed, whatever. We got a show. It's going to be stupid when it starts off. So let's get it popping, y'all.
Yep.
See y'all on the side. Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
King Mush.
You know what? That's actually the opening question. Me trying to figure out what you're talking about in your you know, your sound bites. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you'd like to catch any of our past episodes, please catch them on rapsucksradio.com. If you'd like to see or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the random exception of Pandora, I still don't understand it, but we're not on there. You can also catch us on TV. I'm gonna get on this TV, mama. I am on, along with Kev. Rap Sucks Radio is on BTSN Pass. You download that channel on your Fire Stick, or your Fire TV, or your Roku, and you can watch us, man, having conversations about stuff and things on Rap Sucks Radio. That's what you can do.
Bravo. You know, Bravo, Tango, Sierra, November.
Omaha.
Pick it up.
So yeah, let's get into this, Kev, because we got we gonna talk about Beyonce, which is something. Have we talked about Beyonce on this show before?
Before we talk about Beyonce,
okay.
And I know very few people ever say that.
Hold on one second, Kev. I gotta do this on the air. Do not slam that gate because it comes through on the microphone, and you do it every week. I'm talking to my daughter. Everybody who's watching this on TV,
slam the
do
gate.
Do not slam that gate. You always do that.
Slam the gate.
All right.
Slam the gate.
Go ahead. All right. Slam the gate. Kev.
Slam the gate.
Go. I'm on air right now. Go. Be out.
Slam the gate.
Okay. Go ahead, Kev.
Slam it.
Stop. Stop encouraging her.
All right. How did your family room go?
The interview itself went well. It was easy because I know Prop. That's my homeboy. Like I've had conversations with him, and I know him from enough of a distance to still be able to learn a lot about him.
Gotcha.
But you know, there was some glitches on my side. His feed was perfect. My feed was like, you know, I got to figure that out. It really seems like I'm going to have to get a new computer, which is something I do not want to do, but it seems like that's something I'm going to have to do.
Are you sure you don't still have that computer and you just can't find it because it's camouflaged?
Look, I like camo print, man. I like it. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? We're not all the
No, way. The reason I'm asking how it went is because I tried to tune in and I'm sitting there on IG Live like, what is this dude doing? He needs to get this thing going.
You were waiting on IG Live.
Well, that even saying that is a little overstated. I'm like every so often checking in like, oh, he hasn't started yet. Wait a second. He hasn't started yet. You know, we got to record in a little while. And then I was like, oh, okay. Reading is fundamental.
Reading.
Yeah.
Old head energy, man. Old head energy. Yeah. It's all right, man.
Yeah, I treated it like the presidential daily briefing.
Jesus.
Did not read it.
Let's not. Nobody should. Speaking of something we probably shouldn't have read. Florida District 18 candidate K.W. Miller is doing too much. The topic title I wrote was this is how okay, so the source for this is The Gaily Grind, by the way.
Yep. Of course it is.
Of course it is, right? The reason for this is Florida candidate claims Beyonce is faking being black, says she's Italian. Now, it actually doesn't stop there. The players involved in this are, of course, K.W. Miller himself, Beyonce, the Italian devil. That's what I called her here. And George Soros has made an appearance in this conversation, as per usual, whenever there's some...
As he does.
Yes. He's George Soros. George Soros is... If anybody who ever watched... This is going to be crazy because I'm taking it back a little bit. But if you ever watched a pup named Scooby-Doo, there was this character named Red Herring. And Fred, you know, on that show, would everything that happened, Red Herring was the reason. And Red Herring would sometimes be like fishing... Or doing something totally different, like walking with his parents to the grocery store, and he'd be like, "I know who did it, Red Herring." So that's George Soros to me. Anyway,
yep.
K.W. Miller, an independent running for election to the U.S. House to represent Florida's 18th congressional district, took to Twitter on Saturday to declare that Beyonce is not even African American, and that she's faking this for exposure. All right.
Shame on her.
Miller then claims that her real name is Anne Marie Lastrassi, and that she is Italian. This is all part of the Soros deep state. This is a, in quotes, by the way. This is all part of the Soros deep state agenda for the Black Lives Matter movement, he writes, adding, in all caps, Beyonce, you are on notice. He's doing this on his Twitter, by the way, y'all. Then Miller explains that Beyonce's song Formation was a secret coded message to the globalist. The song clearly admitted that she was demonic. This is in quotes again. That she was demonic and she worshipped in the satanic churches located in Alabama and Louisiana, he adds. She keeps Satanist symbols in her bag. Unlike Hillary Clinton, who keeps hot sauce in her bag. He goes on to claim that Beyonce shouts out a black Bill Gates in the making. In the song, which he then ties to the Black Lives Matter movement and Bill Gates pushing a COVID vaccination. So the two come, it's a mesh here.
Full circle.
He says, looking more into Beyonce's coded globalist message, coded globalist messages, Miller continues, who is Becky with the good hair? Who she encourages people to call while apologizing? Oh, a Soros operative? Interesting. All goes through London. This is his, he's quoting this. Okay, I want to stop right there because there's more. So, Kev.
Hey, I don't know why you think this. Doesn't Florida have enough problems?
I would think so, right? Right? Florida has predatory stink bugs.
What?
Yes. Florida, is, if Florida doesn't have enough issues.
Why do you got to bring George Zimmerman into this?
Right? A stink bug that, okay, I can't say that on the air. yo, what's up? What's up with your man, Kev? What's up, man? What happened? Dude? What is there to even say about this?
I don't know. He's wild. He's wild, man. He tweets a lot. He tweets a lot too, by the way. I don't know if you
I saw that you put three more tweets up in here.
That's the thing. I assume that if you post or tweet more than once a day, you're probably in a very small sector of, and we're obviously in that, probably in that group to a certain extent as well, but
right.
you're in a small percentage of the population who participates, right, in right. social media.
Definitely.
This dude just today must have posted 20 or 30 times.
So
how you can be running for office and have the time to post all this nonsense is crazy. Or he has someone working for him that's doing this.
Possibly. I also feel like he's taking a cue from the current president. Like, yo, I'm going to tweet my way to the top.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And yeah, but he's on. It's such weird stuff that he's because when he talked about Patti LaBelle too, right?
Right. He said Patti LaBelle is another Illuminati globalist puppet. In 1991, her song says, right. "I'm under your spell. I don't want to break free. You can make a slave out of me. I worship you and nobody else. I pledge my love to you forever." who was she professing this to? Moloch?
Yes.
Lucifer? Who? This is all his quote, by the way, guys. Like, this dude is bugging.
I've been saying the same thing since 91, in fairness. So, Patti LaBelle, on one hand, national treasure. On the other hand, maybe talking to Satan? Who knows?
It's just the worst.
You never know. No, but these other... this is the reason why I know how much he tweets is because I was just trying to scroll back through his feed just to find these...
Okay.
Like, two or three tweets.
Yeah.
And I don't have them in front of me. I just have the tweet. I don't have the date to see how long ago this was, but it was maybe a week or two ago.
Okay.
I couldn't find them, so I had to go look it up. In the span of about an hour, I think, or at least in the same day, he tweeted... And I think I'm doing this in order. Pusha T, I'm assuming it was the day that, whatever that verse that Push did, getting a Drake on the Pop Smoke album.
Okay, yeah.
The unreleased whatever, which I don't even know what I'm talking about, sorry, because I wasn't paying attention. But Pusha T should not be revered as an icon, is what he says. And go on, quote, he is a crack cocaine dealer who comes up with nursery rhymes and puts them to music. Stop holding these people up as role models. whatever, fair enough.
All right.
Another tweet. By the way, Pusha T arguably had the second best verse on Mercy, wow. And that is not a testament to him. It's just a testament to how pitiful Big Sean is as an MC.
Whoa!
So Big Sean is out here catching the District 18 congressional campaign strays.
Woo! Woo!
Hurts to be Big Sean. Did not see that coming.
Didn't see it coming, but I knew, hey, all of y'all lean in. I knew from the very second that I read his tweet that he was a hip hop dude. Because that's what y'all be sounding like.
He enjoys the rap.
You knew it.
He breaks it down like a fraction. And then the third tweet of the whole good music trifecta here, he said, Kanye must have been doing charity by allowing Sean a contract.
Ooh.
Ooh. Again.
Fade.
Big Sean.
Ooh.
Not getting treated very fairly here.
It's not. Big Sean is
Detroit doesn't. He said Detroit doesn't claim him. That might be true. I don't know. Who cares? Arguably a female Dej Loaf. Actually, and I just realized he called Big Sean a female, which, okay, maybe it was a typo. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
But
either.
At least Dej has melody. So now he's getting into the art.
Yeah, he's digging deep, y'all.
But I think what really happened is that whoever the idiot little nerd is that's writing his tweets, you know, composed his master's thesis on popular music in somewhere in the like 2013 to 2015 range.
Yeah.
It's just so, it just has, he focuses on, you know, it's the kind of people that I love that are focused on 3 years of hip hop. That's what they know.
I have a question though. Did you see his picture?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's like Gavin Newsom's Mixoplex. If you go to the 99-cent store, he's the 99-cent store version of Gavin Newsom.
Yo, that dude. So I know that a lot of informants, mafia informants, were relocated for safety to Florida. I'm almost certain he's a descendant. I'm almost certain that his family was relocated. That dude looked like a Guido Gavin Newsom. Forgive the pejorative, if it's a pejorative. I'm sorry to my Italian folks. I do recognize that that is a pejorative, and I said that I don't say them, so.
You know you're going to get a strongly worded letter of condemnation from Beyonce, who represents the Italian
community. That's true, from the Italian, you know, in George Soros. George Soros is, he's just doing so much. That's a busy guy, man. He's pretty active.
By the way, George Soros probably calls Beyonce and Jay asking for money. So what are we really talking about here?
Like, George Soros is like...
Seriously.
I don't... Oh, God. Whatever. I cannot be more tired of the George Soros wild swing in conversations. Kev, I got 999 problems and COVID is one.
999
says my man Herman Cain, hospitalized for COVID-19 right? hours after tweeting, people are fed up with masks. This is from the Yahoo Entertainment section. I will like to pause for just a moment. I hate Yahoo Sports. Hate it. Hate Yahoo Sports. Okay? Cool.
Why is Yahoo Entertainment is like the Big Sean in this?
just got to tell you. Yeah. Well, you know, Yahoo Entertainment.
Slander.
That's where the Yahoo Sports section should be the Yahoo Entertainment section. They just, matter of fact, I think that, isn't that a thing that people get called? Like, Yahoo, you got, they're a bunch of Yahoos. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of Yahoos. Anyway, players involved in this are Herman Cain. This is about a week ago. Former Republican presidential yes. candidate Herman Cain announced Thursday before last, that he mm-hmm. he has been hospitalized due to symptoms of COVID-19. But in an unusually on-the-nose development, the announcement came only hours after he denounced measures to stem the spread of illness on Twitter in a show of political support for Donald Trump. Early Thursday afternoon, that Thursday afternoon, Cain's representative said in a statement posted on Cain's Twitter account that he was informed June 29th he had tested positive for the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 and that by Wednesday his symptoms were severe enough that he required hospitalization. I believe he's okay now. Kev, have you seen any follow-up on this?
I haven't. I looked today and I couldn't tell. Hopefully.
Okay, hopefully he's okay.
The guy's okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know.
According to the statement, Cain was taken to an Atlanta area facility Wednesday night, and while his symptoms are serious, he did not require a respirator.
Right.
Okay.
And it's fair to point out, and I mean, everyone probably knows this at this point, but he was, you know, not too long before that, he was at the Tulsa
yes.
rally.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Right. One of 3.5 African American people at the Tulsa rally,
and one of 6.5 people overall. Like just one of six people.
They made up a bulk of the crowd.
Yeah, it's like all four of them dancing and singing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only time in a Trump rally where they actually had to pan the camera to capture all the black people in attendance. It was. I literally were watching the footage, right? The news coverage. We weren't watching the rally, but
yeah,
they panned by the group of people, and it's. I mean, if you're gonna sit everybody together, like all the black folks together, that's a little.
It's already bad.
It's already bad.
Yeah.
But so those folks are all sitting together, and I think wifey and I at the same time were like, is that Herman Cain?
At that rally, Kev, by the way, so he bragged. Oh, wait, hold on. On Wednesday afternoon, Cain tweeted in a link to a Western Journal article about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who bragged that social distancing will not be required at that July 4th Trump rally at Mount Rushmore. Right. In his tweet, Cain added, "Mask will not be mandatory for the event, which will be attended by President Trump." "Quote unquote, people are fed up."
Fed up. 999. Kristi Noem. By the way, Kristi Noem, friend of the show.
Or not. yes, definitely somebody who's been spoken about before here. Cain's rep said that in a statement that there's no way of knowing where Cain was infected with the coronavirus. So, you know, that's okay. That's fair. While that may... Now, this is an opinion. This is just an opinion of Yahoo's entertainment section, which this is in the entertainment section, people. Like, just so right. you know, Yahoo decided that this is not political news. This is actually entertaining news. So just so you know where Yahoo's priorities are through all of this. We didn't put that there. They did. Well, that may indeed be true, Yahoo says. It's possible to piece together a potential timeline. COVID-19 has an incubation period of anywhere between 2 and 14 days. And 9 days before Cain was diagnosed, he attended Trump's underattended political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow. Not they use different derivations of the word attended in the same sentence.
Ooh, the shade.
Yahoo's
though.
Newsroom, Yahoo's entertainment newsroom is a beehive of activity. I can tell.
It's going in, yo. It's going in. That shade, that was brilliant shade. I have to give them all the credit in the world. If you're going to shade like that, you know what I'm saying?
It just could be true.
Well, that's why I kind of wish I had the Dub C. It's the shadiest like thing. I would have played that right now because that was super shady.
You blew it.
I blew it. I messed up.
You know who wouldn't have made that mistake?
Who's that?
Yahoo Entertainment.
Yahoo Sports would have, though, because Yahoo Sports is trash. I'm keeping a straight face for a reason. It's not funny to me. Y'all trash.
Don't try and start inter-family squabbles. It's not a class move, Shrek.
Trash. hey, run that PPE, Kev.
Damn, nature.
You know what I'm saying? Hospital denies that a snake was in the operating room.
You got the swing rocking on that joint.
You know, yeah, right? I wonder if I could beatbox and play it at the same time. It wouldn't come out right. Kev, this hospital denied that a snake was in the operating room. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? It was only a monkey.
Right. So
this is reported by the New York Post. The players involved in this are Curious George and his friends. I thought that seemed like the squad, right? Squad up.
The man with the yellow hat.
The man with the yellow hat. Wait, can we pause for just a minute? Why did fam have a pet monkey, though? Like, why did the man with the yellow hat
don't
have Curious
don't
George?
Don't put us in this situation. Don't. Put us in this situation, Trek.
I love that Andre 3000 did
this. There's real world racism going on right now, Trek.
I love it, man. Look, the man, he was a banana. He was a human banana. You know what I'm saying? The man with the yellow hat, Curious George, just followed him home.
That was the whole play?
That was the whole play, the man with the yellow hat. Like, Curious George could never figure out why this live banana was able to give him instruction. But I love that Andre 3000 has done the most recent Curious George song. And that's the only reason I watched it with my daughter. My oldest watched it when she was young. My youngest does not care for it. I mean, she doesn't even, it doesn't matter to her.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's dope. A Caribbean hospital caught with a runaway primate in the operating room. Isn't monkeying around with the press. Oh boy. All right. Whew, that is a 3 mics quote. 2.5 mics. Medical staff at Port of Spain General Hospital had reportedly spotted the simian trapsing. Get it in. Give me the actual, you know, name. Good job. Around the operating room on Friday, this is Friday weeks ago, around 7 a.m. following a 3-month hiatus in elective surgeries due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian reports. Now, hospital officials are speaking out against false claims on social media that a snake, too, was found in their facility. So, no, there was no snake. There was only a primate. In a release on Saturday, the Northwest Regional Hospital Authority, all right, let's just keep going with this. The authority categorically denies that a snake also was found in the hospital's compound, and any information suggesting the same is false, misleading, and malicious. They added, the incident is currently being reviewed in an effort to implement appropriate measures to prevent the recurrence. Local zoological authorities were also called to retrieve the capuchin monkey.
Those capuchin monkeys have also been a friend of the show.
They have, actually. Not to be confused. Well, no, that wouldn't work. Never mind.
What if that was the answer that got you out of every kind of trouble?
What's that?
Just the it was only a monkey maneuver. And then everyone would just chill out.
Wait, I'm thinking of like 27 year old life when it's like, who is this texting you? Oh, it was only a monkey. maybe 25, not so much 27, but yeah, I'm thinking like, yeah, that would have given me out. Did you do your homework? Where's your homework? Well, he knows. Well, was it a snake in the homework room? It was a monkey. Like, what are we talking about here? Why are we even having this argument?
Did you see, by the way, they got so specific with the species and variety of the monkey?
Yeah.
And when they described the snake, it was a big snake. I
don't know. They didn't even have... It was like, look, listen.
What kind of snake? It's big. It's big.
Our zoology dictionary only goes to, like, N. So we don't have all the pictures. The monkey took the rest of the pictures.
Oh, come on, Trini.
Yeah, Trinidad and Tobago. get it in, son. Get it. Do better. You got to do a little better, man. Like, I know you closed the hospital down. Like, who? Is it Bad Boy Street Team, y'all? You couldn't work the locks? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Kanye line. Yo. All right. I feel like we've done enough damage here. Thank y'all for rocking with us. I am your homeboy, Track Life. That is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes.
This has been Rap Sucks Radio. We thank y'all for tuning in. If you'd like to catch any of our past episodes, like I said, you could go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the random and weird exception of Pandora for some odd reason. We just still don't understand it. We have no reason why, but Rap Sucks Radio is where you go. If you want to catch some articles.
It was only a monkey.
It was only a monkey. That's why. If you want to catch some articles that we discuss, you can go to RSR Podcast on Facebook, and clips from the show can be found on Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram. So there's all of your information. If you want to start anywhere, just start at rapsucksradio.com. And if you want to catch us on TV, go ahead. BTSN channel. That is Behind the Scenes Network channel on Fire TV, Fire Stick, and Roku. Get it popping. Holla at us. Check us out. I'ma get on this TV, mama. Alright? So we on. All that being said, on the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace. And we out of here, y'all.
All Kanye.
Run that back, Kev. What'd you say?
I said all Kanye.
Too much. He's Kanye. Running for the birthday party. Alright, we're out, y'all. Peace.